Oh, what a week. The highlight of my week, Mad Media Monday. It is I always run with these names that people give me because people call me by names. If you're out there in the world making a difference, people are going to accuse you. And I mentioned this last week that crazy attacks just a certain group of people, but not others. And those not others will think that the victims are crazy when they say someone's attacking them. Because see, they look at life and they think, well, I don't really have a problem. And they're like, well, you're seeing stuff. You're making this up. You're doing something wrong because I don't have that problem. Right. Because we think, everyone thinks, I'm the standard by which everybody else lives. The problems I have are as big as the problems anyone else has. No one else could have a problem bigger than mine. And so if someone else is struggling more, then they've been wrong somehow because I've been wonderful on my own merit. I'm all that. I'm all great. I'm the straw that stirs the glass. I'm the STP in the engine. I'm so great that my life exists as it is purely because of my own benevolence. And anyone else who has a life not as wonderful as mine obviously is wrong. And that's the selfish thinking that we have by which we judge other people. So this week, as I've been moving on in my computer curriculum, it's really funny because as I'm doing this reading about reparations and there's this long article in the New York Times. It was linked at pacificdailytimes.com. It's there. It's this long article. And it's a little bit sing-songy, but mostly it's about history. It's an hour listen. I read the first third of it, and did not have time, and so I put it on audio. And it's a great reader. It was a great article. So I listened to the rest of it on audio, but I will not talk about an article unless I read the whole thing. That's absolute rule. You can't talk about something you haven't heard. You can't talk about Martin Luther King unless you have read the letter from the Birmingham jail. You can't talk about Donald Trump speeches unless you've listened to at least one full rally speech. Can't complain about the summit. You can't take anything that's just a snippet and then go talk about it. That is unacceptable. In fact, that's what's so wrong. So many people go through the world unaware of the real genuine injustice and the real problems that other people have because we don't listen to others. We don't hear them out. Even if you're right, you don't know why until you've listened. You don't have to listen to everyone talk forever, but you've got to hear someone out. You've got to listen to a full, complete recapping, a synopsis. You have to listen to someone retell the full story and truly understand what they're trying to say. So, I'm still trying to digest that article as I start the podcast. So I'm going to get into the Taiwan special. All of that is recorded today. And this New York Times article, the New York Times magazine or something. That's interesting. Did the New York Times have a magazine? The font was huge. I had to zoom it down to 50% just to be able to look at the words. These great big letters quickly scrolling across the screen. It's hard to read an article with letters that big. You're supposed to glance at several small words and be able to read an article to understand it. By the time I get done on the next line, I don't even know what the previous line was about. It's fascinating that all this reparation talk, and it's not a punishment of white people at all. When they talk about reparations, they're not talking about punishing white people. It's funny that they're talking about this while I'm finishing my computer curriculum. Because I said a few weeks ago that I'd make the curriculum available to underprivileged programs. If there'd have to be a program where they approve people based on some type of a demographic or economic need, but then I would volunteer my teaching to those programs. I have to make money to pay for it so that the program can exist in the first place. Now, the dark side about the dark truth about reparations that nobody's going to want to talk about is at some point, this sounds so cruel. But I'm talking as someone who's over in Taiwan. I deal with systemic racism against myself from Taiwan's government. I've talked about it. I've got a petition on change.org. I've made videos about this. This is not a secret. Nobody listens to me. I mean, you listen a little, but people, what? Really? Taiwan's hurting Americans? Nobody cares. They just don't. And I'll tell you what, that's one thing that's helped me understand black people more than anything. You talk about something and everybody just seems to not care. No matter what, even George Floyd, the reaction from white America is not severe enough. I don't want to get all anger, hate. Who was Obama's pastor from Chicago? Jeremiah Wright. I don't want to get all hateful, but no, white America, we, all of us, when someone else is being attacked, we don't respond properly. And as I've been talking about this, the hard thing about it is that if someone is going to learn, that person has to pay a price that hurts, or you will not learn. And there's a wealth disparity. I get that. But there's also an education disparity. And we're talking education mentoring. There's a formal education, academic knowledge. And then there's a life skills mentoring disparity. All of these have to be addressed. So I can take a lot of my teaching and I can make it free. But there has to be some part that you pay money for on a level that hurts, or it will not help you. Knowledge only helps us if we sacrifice to learn it. Even following Jesus requires a sacrifice. We have to give up things we don't want to give up so that we appreciate what we get. It's not lack of education that keeps people poor. It's lack of appreciated education that keeps people poor. And whatever reparations we have to make sure that they're appreciated. So as it's really interesting because I am just slaving away trying to get this curriculum working. And as I do this, I'm doing this computer curriculum. I'm into the place where I'm building a blog and I'm showing how it's built and why we do this. And then let's add an improvement and redo the whole thing and see what we changed. And then let's add another improvement. Let's change stuff and make it all better. And then you see how the whole blog changed and you're looking at the code the whole time. I'm going through this, slowly building this blog as I write my curriculum. And I keep telling myself, I've got to build something that's good. I can't just build something that's cheap and say, there, I talked about the code language. I've got to make something that really works and does a good job, which means that I have to go learn all these different aspects of code that I'd never learned before. And it's so hard to learn it all because no one teaches it very well, which is why I'm doing the teaching in the first place. And so as I'm doing this, I'm pushing and I'm slaving away and I'm trying to get this thing done. And all this is happening at the same time that there's a need to do these reparations. And so I will take part to this and I will make it absolutely free to the underprivileged so that they can have something they can look at and learn from. There will also be a part that people have to pay money for in order to learn. And no matter how it works, you know, there's got to be some sort of appreciation for how the curriculum it all goes. But I'm slaving away at this thing, trying to drive it, trying to push it forward, and it's exhausting. And I keep having to go back to the drawing board and adding more things in order to make it really, really good. So that's pretty much been my week. I am looking forward to the Taiwan special, and I am greatly appreciative to you as an audience. I would love to hear from you, but if you don't, that's fine. See you tomorrow.